Met a red man at Camp Lowe named Mike Geronimo. He bust a rhyme anywhere, he was always on the go. He used to live in Champtown, but moved to Slum Village in the city Motown. That was run by Mike Illich. Lived with Fat Joe in Razzcast Corridor, who had a crucial conflict with this man next door. On a rampage against his kung fu gang, Sensei, Master P of Shaolin's Wu-Tang. He'd meditate with Cool J's and Phillies of cannabis, practicing the crane style and the praying mantis. Increased his IQ studying the 5 E's, and had more styles than MJ has got G's. One time he was confronted, and the neighbor told the Sensei he didn't want it. The Sensei asked him to choose his weapon, the AKRS, the 9 or the MAC-10. He chose a shotgun since he was from Bucktown. As he blasted buckshot, the Sensei he ducked down. Hit his dogs Nate Snoop and a Spice One rack. The Sensei didn't even have a chance to blast back. Eyes bloodshot and puffy, he got up like Scarface, letting off a dirty dozen, now it's a car chase. Gunfight now turns to a deadly car ride. The Sensei didn't see the brigade on the far side. Crashed his Chevy, kicked Capri head on, was thrown 20 feet, but he didn't bet on being scooped by a tribe called Quest to care for. Until his wounds healed, he then declared war. Called up J&A, who both drove a Z, already wanted for J.O. felonies. And Missy Elliott, who also had a case. The judge would punish her for spraying illegal mace, a misdemeanor, but the judge was corrupt. She was caught with Pete Rocks and was never handcuffed. Called up her Uncle Luke, whose crew was too live, that had some Peter guns like the ones on True Lies. And these two guys were snitches all across town. Kim, who was the brat, and her sister Fox Brown. With only a few G's, they met Nas at Escobar. Alcoholics all around with Cristal and Caviar. Long Island Ice Teas with only one ice cube. They discussed the Curtis Blow and spot up like inner tubes. They meet some ghetto boys who run DMC Corporation, and Dr. Dre was an EPMD, who said life is too short, we gotta think fast. Dazzle with explosions, shots of tear gas. Drinky 40s of 8 ball with Little Caesars. Down 180 proof rum with Bacardi breezers. March professor who teaches class on artifacts. Had plans to invade the Timberland with rocket packs. They go ain't crewed up over the Cypress Hill. Outside is mob deep and everyone is just chill. A hush on the scene, all you heard was the click. The organized confusion was ultra-magnetic. A lady of rage that was cursed with voodoo was stung by Coco Bees, outcast by gurus. A goody mob of lost boys exhibit mystical. Broken bone thugs in harmony, it's very critical. Scalp locks of hair on the roots of 40 thieves. And right helter skelter in blood from injuries. A common sight, like Capone and Noriega. They bomb a fight, then sit alone with Garcia Vegas. When it was over, one seemed to never fall. He screamed, I fade them all. It was his kid named Jamal. The Sensei would rock him and his man Eric B. Give him an M&M and make him bow to one knee. This wasn't bizarre, it was in his nature. So this would become the 37th chamber. It all started over some Big Daddy Kane. The Sensei, so it's Slick Rick's brother, Dana Dane. On East Warren G, supposed to be uncut. Shop with baking soda, crews went beat nuts. And caused a ruckus against the gang star that tried to control DMX Boulevard. Got back to Junior Mafia, who then got ill. And caused the drug trade to come to standstill. See, in that industry, you can't have anarchy. Cause everybody wants their name on the biz marquee. Yo, some are long gone where the gunshots cease. Big Pun, Tupac, and Biggie Small.